We are doing Ahavat Chesed, and we had learned last time about the Chesed that were taught in the Parsha of Vayera, how God visited Avram, Bikur Cholim, and then Hachnasas Orchim, how Avram was quick to bring in the guests. And then Hashem says, the reason I love Avram is because he teaches his family to do tzedakah u'mishpat, righteousness and justice. And in essence, these two concepts can seem contradictory, and we find them together often in Tanakh. And now the Chafetz Chaim is going to comment in a footnote and explain, how do we understand that these two concepts show up together so often in Tanakh? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, V'lichora, it would seem, im mishpat in tzedakah. If you're going to go with the letter of the law, then you're not righteous. V'im tzedakah, and if you're being righteous and mishpat, then you're not going with the letter of the law. So how does the Torah tell us, God says, I love Avram, because he teaches his family to do righteousness and justice. Ela, but hakavana, says the Chafetz Chaim, what is meant is, dechol adam yesh lo shnei inyanim. Every person has two points. Echad shu lo yiga b'nichsei chavro v'chvodo. Firstly, we have to take care not to harm our friend's assets, not to harm our friend's honor. Ve'echad, and the other point is, shechavro lo yiga b'nichsav v'chvodo. I have to protect my own interest. You shouldn't harm me, you shouldn't harm my honor. So, we have these two aspects of how we live through life. On the one hand, we have to watch ourselves from harming others. On the other hand, we protect ourselves from others harming ourselves. V'hine, ha-derech ha-tova sh'Hashem Yitbarach rotze ba hukach. And behold, the good way that Hashem, blessed be He, wants us to go this way is as follows. Le'inyan ligav nichsei chavero, when it comes to touching, affecting others' wealth, others' assets, sarich lelech b'derech ha-mishpat. There we have to go with the letter of the law. Shelo lingua bo afilu be'epes katzu. We're not allowed to affect him, touch him, harm him, even the slightest amount. V'tzarich leda chomer isur gezel, and we have to take note of the stringency of the prohibition of thievery. Shekol ha-gozelet chavero shave pruta. If you even stole from your friend the value of a pruta, a few cents worth, what did I do? I just took his pen and used it for a month and gave it back to him. So what? Ke'ilu notelet nafshor. Sages say, if one steals from his friend, even the shave pruta, even the value of a pruta, it's considered as though he stole his life. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages said, that we have to take care not to steal even a minuscule amount from someone else. Chazal tell us that in Sodom, they'd make a person bankrupt because each one would take a small amount. The guy would come to the marketplace with a basket full of grapes, and on his way to the marketplace, each guy would say, I'm just taking one grape. Right? So for one grape, what are you going to yell at the guy? What's wrong? I just took one grape. Yeah, but if on the way to the marketplace, everyone takes one grape, by the time the guy got to the marketplace, he had nothing to sell. The same thing Chazal tell us, a simple example of that today, you see when you go to the marketplace, there are people picking fruit, or taking, when they sell almonds, and they sell nuts in an open fashion, you'll see people just take a handful and throw them to their mouths. But what right do they do that? Even if that were less than a shaveh pruta, which it isn't. Even if it were less than the value of a pruta, which is less than a few cents. Meaning we say less than a few cents, ordinarily a person is willing to forego. I don't mind if you use my pen for a small thing. But that's in an instance where it happened by mistake. It's not an instance where you willfully go and take something that's mine without permission and use it. Who said you could do that? So our sages said a person has to be careful not to harm someone else, even the most minuscule amount. So regarding that, a person has to go with the letter of the law. V'chen shelo lingua b'chvodo, and by the same token, not to harm one's honor, al yedei ezo ofen shehu, in any manner. Ki imu me'aneh oto bidvarim, for if a person afflicts someone else verbally, over bilav, he transgresses the weighty prohibition of lo tonu ish et amito, do not afflict one thy fellow nation member. Ve'imu mevaisho, and if he shames him, over belota se de lo tisa alav chet, he transgresses the prohibition, don't cause him sin. If he speaks something shameful about him and he's not around, then he's transgressing the prohibitions of speaking badly about someone else. And if he's going to say in front of him something bad, then there's both that and the aspect of chutzpah. In the general rule, we have to take care not to harm a friend even a hair's width. Ben bichvodo, ben bichasav, be it in his honor, be it in his wealth, the zel derech hamishpat. And regarding that, that's called going with justice. Shehizhira lanu haTorah, the Torah warned us. So the Torah warns us on the one hand. When it comes to other people, we can't say, "Oh, you won't mind." We notice that people tend to do that. What's wrong if I just did this? What does he care if I just use this bike without permission? Who said? Maybe he does care. What does he care if I just took a cup of juice from his bottle? Well, maybe he does care. He paid for that bottle. So regarding someone else's assets, we have to take care to go with the letter of the law. And that's what the Torah warns us. Ulehefech. Im chaveron nogea bo bin chasav. But regarding the other way around, what happens if my friend touches my assets, o bichvodo, or touches my honor? Mishu adam yashar v'tov, if a person is straight and good, tzrich litneg bedech tzedakah v'chesed. With regard to that, we have to be righteous. V'shelo la'amid kol davar v'davar al kav hadin. And a person can't demand from others to always go with the letter of the law. Of ourselves, we have to demand that. But what about someone else? So there, our sages told us we have to be more easygoing. V'amru chazal, and our sages said beyond that, lo chareva Yerushalayim ela she'emidu divrihem al din Torah. The city of Jerusalem, Chazal tells in Baba Metzia, the reason Jerusalem was destroyed was because they stood their ground, they stood their own. I don't know it, you don't take it. You don't touch me beyond what you're allowed to. So on the one hand, my responsibility towards you, I have to watch myself really to the letter of the law. But if a person does beyond what he's permitted towards me, I have to be forgiving. Gam amru chazal, our sages said, beyond that, kol ha-ma'avir al midotav, whoever is willing to forgo what he is rightfully entitled to, ma'avirin lo al pshav, so in heaven they'll forgo his sins. V'zeo shetiva Avraham avinu et banav, and this is what the Torah means, that Avraham left as a lineage for his family, sheitnagu bofen ze legabe acherim, v'hem et acherim lo igu klal chas v'shalom, v'ilchu b'derech mishpat. That they should behave towards others, that if others take from them beyond what they're entitled to, they should be forgiving. And regarding taking from others, there they should go with the letter of the law, with justice. And that is the balance that the Torah tells us, that Avram's lineage, Avram's heritage was to balance tzedakah and mishpat. Tzedakah when it comes to giving others, mishpat when it comes to taking from others.